Happy Friday and welcome to The Loop with Kara and Izzy. How you doing, Kara?
I'm doing good. How has it been going with you? It's been a while.
My 1 o'clock meeting got canceled, so it's going good now.
You're dreading your 1 o'clock?
Well, I don't mind meetings so much except for on Friday afternoon, because that's the last time you want a meeting.
Yeah.
You want to just like, I'm zoning out already.
True.
I don't want to pay attention for 2 hours. Especially when it comes to like a training. I just, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So, paying attention, is that something you find difficult?
Ever since I was a kid. But I did pay attention yesterday. For those of you who don't know, Kara and I were in a, active shooter training for 4 hours yesterday. Mm-hmm. So actually, it was a pretty good training.
I thought the training was very good. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's something people should, like, not because we did it for our workplace, but I thought that it was really good for just like anywhere I am. Because apparently, you know, I mean, obviously it's happening anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's just something good to have an idea of what you would do in that situation. If there was an active shooter or some other kind of event like that. Because, like, now I think I have an idea of what I would do if I was, like, on the metro or at the mall or, you know, stuff like that. And I might be able to kind of give a little more direction to other people who might not have that knowledge.
Right. Two fun facts I learned. Well, I guess they're not fun facts, but... So, I would have thought the majority of mass shootings took place at a school, but I found out that that's actually ranked fourth in mass shootings. And also, the second fact that I thought that was wrong was that, I didn't think this was wrong, but it was just something interesting, is that most people survive mass shootings. I also didn't know that.
Oh, that makes... You mean people who have been injured or just, like,
Well, no, it just... Because when you think about it, you know, because we get the numbers of all the people who died, mm-hmm. which we should. We should know their names and whatnot. But we don't realize that that's like a small percentage of the people who were there. And, you know, it's just a way to look at
it. Yeah, I didn't even think of it that
And so they said, like, the facts are on your side. And I think it was meant to, like, calm somebody if they are in an event where there's a mass shooting, which is the odds are that you will survive this.
Yes.
Just know the tools to be able to.
Yeah, that's so, really interesting. Yeah. It makes you... The mindset change is good, I think, in those situations, because you don't have to be... I mean, you're going to be scared, obviously, but you have a little bit of more hope that it's going to... You'll be okay at the end of it.
And I wanted to pronounce his name correctly. It's a Romanian name, so it's not just Hebrew, which I have a fine pronunciation of Hebrew, but it's Liviu Librescu, right? You know, that is
the Virginia Tech professor,
Holocaust survivor, survived the Holocaust, and at Virginia Tech, put his body in front of the door so his students could escape and took all the gunshots and died saving his students.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's amazing.
I agree with our presenter that they should rename that hall. I think it's called Norse Hall right now. They should definitely name it after this guy at least.
I agree. That's very heroic. I don't know if I would do the same thing.
I mean, this guy's already seen death in an unimaginable way, being a Holocaust survivor. And so he wasn't messing around. His first instinct was just to save his students.
Yeah.
And that's just, that's absolutely incredible. I mean, if anybody had a reason to have PTSD and just freak out in that moment, it's him. But just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. That's that we learned a lot from that, that whole training, including this really cool piece of history. Just that person who I did not hear about when I, you know, when you hear about Virginia Tech, you don't, I've not heard that guy's name before.
Yeah, so. You don't often hear like these really cool, amazing, positive stories. It's usually just the negative. And I mean, you got to know who passed away and honor them and their families and whatnot. But these other stories bring hope.
Yeah.
I think those are good.
I think so too. By the way, this is like off topic, but you ran a big event last week and went successfully.
Well, thank you.
I was the clown DJ
clown
next to City Heart booth. So that was pretty cool. How did that go for you?
Well, okay, so for these events, I think since 2018, they've kind of just made me the DJ. And honestly, it was because I had a Spotify account. I remember one of my that was the only prerequisite. My director said, "Oh, how are we gonna play music?" I said, "Well, I have a Spotify account, you know, no commercials." And so I set it up on the computer, and I just had been the DJ ever since for every event, which was nice because it really meant that I didn't have to do anything other than play music and talk to people and get on the microphone and do the MC thing. So when I was given the task to take over for my director's job to be able to actually put on these events, that meant no longer being able to be the DJ, which was great for me because I was able to pass it on to Kara, who is an incredible lover of music. Musician yourself too, right?
I don't know if I would say that. I played a instrument once or twice in my life, but I'm not like
I'll count you as a musician, but you are very knowledgeable with music. Half the music we play on the loop is because of you. Our loop song is because of you, so you know your stuff. You go to a concert once a week at least. Usually if Kara's not available at work and you see Kara PTO, it's because she's at a show or something like that.
Yeah.
So I was excited for you to take over that. I was excited to be able to step into this new role. And as is customary in our job, you get a new role, you get new responsibilities, you even get a title change, but you don't get a pay raise till about a year later. So
yeah,
I'll be expecting that in about 10 months.
Yeah, I need my DJ compensation to come in next year. It'll yeah. I hope they liked it though, because I would like to keep doing it, but I need to work on my MC skills. That's where I'm not that good, because I was kind of like hearing myself in the mic and the speaker, and I was kind of like it's just like awkward at first. And you're like, I need to think about what I'm gonna say before I say it too, because then I'm like doing a lot of
you know what helps me? And I'm not necessarily saying this is good advice, but you know what helps me is I just don't have any fear of repercussions. So I'm not thinking twice about what I say. And you know what? 80% of the time I nail it, make people laugh, but there's that 20% where it's like, ooh, I made somebody uncomfortable, or ooh, I said something that wasn't PC, or ooh, I'm gonna hear about that one later.
Yeah.
So I figure 80% is like a B-.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's not bad.
Yeah. I've only gotten in trouble once at work for saying something that I shouldn't have said. But the thing is too, I'm not thinking that I should have said it. So I'm like, wait a minute. I was just off the cuff. It just came out. I apologize. It's not what I really mean. And then you usually get off that way. If it's premeditated, it's a different story.
You usually get off that way. Well, but you learn from those things, I think, pretty well.
That's what the loop is for.
Just
so you guys know, the loop is so that Kara and I can have discussions about real life controversial issues that are happening right now. And I'm getting trained in how to think differently and speak differently about these because I tend to do those poorly. So Kara's training me in this. This is really good.
Yeah. So, and the both of us, I think, do a pretty good job of talking about issues that are a lot of people might get really heated about, but we can talk about them like pretty calmly and like be reasonable about it.
I think so. On that note, Trump. So he has a mugshot now. did you see it?
I saw it, yeah.
It's identical to his campaign headshot.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah, the Trump versus Biden? Uh-huh. It's like an identical shot.
Yeah, those mugshots. There's a lot of mugshots. There was like Rudy Giuliani and like a bunch of other people.
Lawmakers all mugshotted. They're all smiling for the most part, too.
Mostly.
Okay, what do you think is going on with that? Listen, this is not Republican, Democrat. This is not right wing, left wing. This is the first time in our history that a former U.S. president has been not only indicted, but actually like surrendered to authorities to get a mugshot. Would be in jail, but he's rich, so he's going to pay bail every time. Mm-hmm. This is the first time it's ever happened. So is he guilty or is this just really a huge scandal and like he's actually innocent and telling the truth? Like, what is going on?
I really don't know. I should.
This is crazy.
No, it's like, I engage in politics because I think, like, for me, I feel a personal responsibility to. But at the same time, like, sometimes I have to disengage from it because I'm just scared. It, like, makes me nervous. And, like, So I don't know, I've been a little bit disengaged lately, and you know, I do have like, that is a privilege that I, you know, get to not think about it sometimes. But yeah, I don't really know what's going on, and of course none of us are gonna know what's, you know, like, just all about, like, next year we're having, like, an election, so, right. Like, a lot of stuff is just because of that. Like, I don't know what they're kind of planning. They're trying to, like, sway the polls in certain ways. Like, you know, they're going to be, right. So that's starting now, right? Or even.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm, see, again, I don't know what, I'm definitely not a Trumper, per se. I'm more the conservative note, as everybody knows. I would call myself a Republican, I'm definitely more conservative than most. But not than most Republicans, than most of my peers.
Mm-hmm.
But with this one, I have two ways of looking at this. One, in our history, they have shut people up who were telling the truth and have put them in jail or have killed them. I mean, that is just across the board in our history.
Mm-hmm.
But number two, there are also ploys in politics to get the votes, like you're saying. So is this a ploy where it's like, look, they're coming after me, it's a witch hunt. Oh my gosh, I'm going to give you sympathy votes, and it was just all a ploy? Or is it like, no, he's actually got truth, he's actually doing something positive, and the bad people are trying to shut him out? It really could be either way. It's not, I don't have a leaning toward one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, it's like an alien thing. I can't prove that there are aliens. I believe there are aliens, but it's 50-50 because I've never actually seen one, but I don't know anybody who's actually seen one. I just believe that they're there. 50-50. I've never met Trump. I've never met Biden. I don't know about how it works in politics. So it could be that he's a ploy and lying and this is all for sympathy votes. Or it could be he's telling the truth and he's getting witch hunted. I don't know.
I don't either. It's so complicated. I just wanted to point out though that the you know, the small town song by Jason Aldean that we talked about. What's that? What's the full title?
Try that in a small town.
Try that in a small town is playing on our radio station, and that we just discussed that
we just discussed
show.
That song
and it's interesting we're talking about it while we're talking about politics
and mass shootings
and
jeez Louise.
Speaking of that though, and the whole, you know, the Montgomery like brawl thing that went down a couple of weeks ago.
That
song came up because people were like, oh, like they're kind of like, I thought that was interesting because we had just talked about it.
Yeah.
And then this, the brawl in the Montgomery, like the waterfront or right. whatever, went down. And they were kind of like taking that song back, kind of. They're like, well, see, like, try that in the small town, and like, we'll like
take care. But I think that's good. I think Jason Aldean should say that's exactly what my song's about.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're black, white, Mexican, Indian, anything. If you're trying something stupid, the good people are gonna put you out.
Yeah.
And if it's in a small town.
Yeah. So that's
he should have jumped up on that opportunity.
I wonder, did he? I didn't even.
I don't even know.
Did he have like? Didn't he?
He won $40 million, I think, from a lawsuit against Whoopi Goldberg. Unless that's fake.
That was fast.
But he's allegedly he sued The View and Whoopi Goldberg specifically for saying that he's racist and whatnot. So he sued for defamation, and I believe he won.
Wow.
We can look that up. We have people looking up fact checking.
Yeah, right, we're fact checkers.
But you never know when you see things on the internet. You always see like a headline.
Yeah.
It's like, is this just fake? Or yeah. What is this?
And I don't know what to think. Going back to what you were saying, I don't know what to think about it all. I think that all politicians on all sides have agendas that
for sure
they're not actually looking out for the people. They're more looking out for their position, their role, you know, so their interests, you know, in like whatever, like shares or stocks or I don't know, all that stuff. And I don't know. But I do think that this election is going to be interesting because Biden has to be the most boring person ever. Like, who's going to get like super pumped or like excited about like voting for him? They're just going to either have to like really hate the other person,
right,
or like Biden's going to have to come through with this like student loan thing or something. Like, something has to happen big for anyone to be excited about that.
So I heard that his one of his student loan things went through. I heard. So I think somebody
said like a different type of repayment plan that's like supposed to be
like better for borrowers or something.
Yeah, it's like cheaper monthly, and like I think the interest rate is like lower or something like that.
Yeah, I think I saw on Facebook.
Yeah.
But one of my friends said, my wife's student loans are paid off, and that's thanks to the forgiveness thing that Biden did or whatever. So I'm like, is that real? you never know. Is that a ploy to tell people to vote for Biden? I don't. This happens to be one of my liberal friends, so it could be. I have no idea. I don't know who to trust anymore.
Exactly. And the thing is, we can't truly. That's why I'm thinking too, like, I've been thinking just about my personal responsibility in like politics. I really just want to be way more involved in local politics because, you know, eventually that's where your presidents and stuff come from. It's like, you know, they were probably like a mayor once, and then they were like, you know, they kind of move up that way. So
yeah,
if we can get the right
Obama, he was a community organizer.
Yeah
right. And then I think they put him in as senator and became president. Hey, again, this is a conservative talking, but I liked it when Obama was in office.
Yeah So I think
I didn't have a problem with Obama.
Yeah, not and he was not perfect either. Like, no. There's a lot of, but nobody will be. But
I like Clinton too.
I need to get really just a lot more involved in the local politics because that's, you know, directly affecting my community that I'm in right now. And eventually those people are going to be, you know, have even more power later down the road. So that's what I'm trying to do right now.
All right. Well, let's get to a song. I don't have one queued up. Do you got one in mind? Let's play one of Kara's songs.
Yeah, let's play one of my songs.
Guaranteed it'll be a good one if it's a Kara song. Thank you.
are back with The Loop with Izzy and Kara.
What's up?
So we just found out during our break that the Jason Aldean suing Whoopi Goldberg was actually satire. That did not happen.
Did not happen.
Yeah, which I was. Yeah, I was like, if that did happen, that's like the fastest court case I've ever heard of.
But seriously,
it seems pretty recent that all this went down.
We need to have what are those like sound bites of Dwight Schrute going false.
Yeah, we'll get that queued up in the future. But
oh, I gotta tell you something. I'm going to Metallica.
Metallica.
I'm gonna go to the show.
Cool. I really like Metallica. I'm not like huge in like I do like metal music, but I'm not as like familiar with a lot of it. My favorite metal band is actually not necessarily a metal band. They just have a metal album and it's called King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. You should check it out. Coolest band ever. But cool, that'll be really fun. I've never been to SoFi.
So I just went to SoFi for the first time to see a Rams preseason game, and the stadium's beautiful. And we were in a suite for the game, and we're gonna be in a suite for the concert. Metallica is my first ever concert. I went to Lollapalooza in 1996. I was 15 years old, among other bands like Screaming Trees and L7 and, you know, the older grunge rock bands. The support band was Soundgarden, so I got to see them live, and then Metallica was the closer.
Wow.
Very cool first concert. Also the last time I ever saw Metallica, first and last time. So 96, 2006, 2016, was that 27 years?
Wow.
27 years later.
That's really cool.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm jealous. I wish I was going. So I think that's kind of our show for today. We're kind of, we're getting back in it. We were off for a couple of weeks. I went out of town. Last weekend, I went to San Francisco and I saw My Morning Jacket two nights in a row. And then I saw The Flaming Lips for free in San Francisco. It was awesome.
Okay.
I had a lot of fun. And now I'm back to reality.
I hate when I come back to reality after a nice, like, getaway. The worst was probably our honeymoon, because we were away for, 2 weeks. And I think we planned a little bit of, like, a staycation, too, but, before we left and after we got back. And you just come back to work and you're just like, oh, this sucks.
Yeah. I know, reality, it's all right. Sometimes it is kind of nice to get back in your routine, though, after being away.
She's awesome, by the way, our HR person, just sent us a thing about COVID, how it's returning. And she just wants to let us know to get plenty of rest, eat a healthy diet, get vaccinations, practice good personal care and hygiene, avoid crowds, wear a mask, stay away from workplace if you have various symptoms, and if you're required to isolate for COVID, make sure that you isolate in a safe environment where you will not get anybody else infected. Thank you so much to our HR department.
So you're canceling the Metallica show tonight?
Of course not. Listen, man. COVID. Oh, man.
There are tickets.
I'm not crazy enough to say COVID was a false thing. I'm not that crazy. But COVID was just a flu. It's just like, come on. It's a flu. None of us ever were crazy about like, oh, you might get the flu during flu season. We were always told, hey, it's flu season, get your vaccinations. But nobody was like, wear a mask, do this, spin around the sun 5 times. Nobody said to do that stuff. So I'm not worried about it. I'm a little more worried about West Nile virus being in Lakewood and Long Beach right now. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want that. But no, I mean, I've had COVID and it was actually... I got the flu one time, and the flu was 10 times worse for me than when I was tested positive for COVID, so whatever.
Yeah.
That's not to say all the people that have died from COVID are irrelevant, just like not all the people who died from the flu are irrelevant.
Outbreak was out of control at the time, and like now our hospitals aren't being overwhelmed with it, and I do think it's interesting. It's like if you just say you like have a cold, nobody cares. But if you say you have COVID, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, but it's kind of like, you know, if you have like your immune system is, everyone has a different, you know, but if your immune system sucks. Is like maybe a little bit weaker, then maybe you should probably be more concerned.
Yeah.
And just be careful. And I feel a similar way about that.
Oh, I remember the other fact about the mass shootings. Statistically speaking, you are more likely to win the lottery than to be killed in a mass shooting.
What?
Yes.
All right.
That was the other one. I knew there was a third one. And I when he said that, I was like, well, I've been playing the lottery for quite some time. So if I'm involved in a mass shooting, I'm going to be very pissed that I was on that side of the odds. Oh, yeah. Man. Let's see. Oh, wait. Well, there was something else, too, I was going to tell you. See, man, my mind bounces back and forth.
Yeah, that's called ADHD. Or ADD, maybe. I don't know. Do you get hyper-fixated on things?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But I was told that you can't be diagnosed with that past 7. Has that changed?
That's not true.
But was that ever a thing, or was that...
I don't know if that... I'm not sure about that, but I do know now. I know that if it affects, like, more than one setting, like school, work, you know, relationships, stuff like that, then it has to affect, like, 2 or more aspects of your life.
Okay.
Which, you know, knowing you for as long as I've known you, I think...
Diagnose me.
I think you can officially be diagnosed with ADHD.
I'll take it. Do I get better parking spots?
You know, I'm not a doctor. I can't. I can't give you the slip. I'm not sure how that works. So
can I get out of work early? Because I can't focus past work.
Maybe there's a reasonable accommodation you can fill out.
That's what I was looking for. Thank you, reasonable accommodation. I was just told, this just in, that Long Beach mobile centers are closed due to the COVID outbreak.
Okay, that's good to know.
It's good to know. You know, okay, and if you're listening right now and you're one of these idiots, and I chose my word correctly, when Hurricane Hillary came, which was... less of a rainstorm than we've seen this year already. Everybody bought stuff at Costco again.
Really? I was out of town.
Toilet paper and it was like, oh gosh. And so I'm using my word correctly. Idiots who are out there who
stock up on this. All the toilet paper.
Because you go in like, dang it. You know what? I meant to get toilet paper, and all of a sudden a hurricane's coming your way, and you can't get toilet paper because somebody bought 20 rolls of them. Not 20 rolls. 20 packs of 20 rolls each because a hurricane's coming. What is toilet paper going to do for you in a hurricane? Are you going to try to soak up the water with your toilet paper? Like Bounty maybe, because they have that commercial, but toilet paper, come on. I just needed some toilet paper, so I had to go to like some random store to get random toilet paper.
Wow. Well,
I wasn't even stocking up. I just like needed some for the bathroom. And the same thing with water. It's a hurricane. You're going to get water.
Izzy used the idiot word, not me, just by the way.
Yeah, I'm that guy.
But I think, maybe the stores should do like a limit. And then it's like, if you have a business or something, just bring your business license so you can get more or something.
You know, and a funny thing, I thought they were doing that after COVID. I thought there was like limits and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. It was just, I saw the lines again and I said, you got to be kidding me. It's going to rain. It's going to rain. You weren't here when it rained a couple weeks ago. Why are you here now? But it's because it was pushed in the whole... And I'm not blaming media. I'm just blaming people who get on there and go, oh my God. And it spreads like a wildfire. Oh my God.
Yeah.
And
I think, it was like... I read that it's the first ever actual, like, official warning for a tropical storm. In California, and I think that's maybe why there was like such a freak out. But okay, now we're gonna end our show on something we can all agree on.
Sorry,
okay?
I called you idiots.
I am, I'm from the South, and we have like pretty wild weather. Like it can be pretty unpredictable, but our weather people do a really good job of predicting it. So it's like, we usually, you know, you see the weatherman and you trust what they have to say. Here, I don't think it's like that.
Not like that at all.
And here. So I think maybe something we can all agree on is, like, let's step up our weather system out here in California. Like, let's get our Doppler radars going. Let's update the systems. Like, we need to know what's actually going on with the weather. Just because y'all are used to all this sunny weather all the time doesn't mean you get to skimp out on the weather equipment.
There's your South coming out, y'all.
So,
well, you've heard that joke, right? That the weatherman is the only person who could be wrong every day and still come back to work and have a job. Wait a minute. So what? Okay. So in California, we have earthquakes. That's our thing. And I was alive for like the big one in 89. That was a huge earthquake. And there was another pretty big one that like took out a building in Paso Robles, I think in 2005 or something like that. So we have our earthquakes here. We've had one tropical storm warning here. No hurricanes, no tsunamis, no tornadoes, nothing like that. Where you're from, what were your natural disasters?
Tornadoes, mostly. Really? Yeah, like really severe thunderstorms and tornadoes.
Did you ever live through a really crazy tornado?
Fortunately, where I'm from, it's like we kind of lived in a valley, and I guess tornadoes kind of avoid, like, they'll go around, like, mountain ranges, and so we only had, like, some tunnel clouds, like, over us, but not any, maybe something would touch down, but go right back up, so it wasn't anything really, super disastrous, like, but I live pretty close to Joplin, Missouri, which that, like, a few years ago, a tornado basically destroyed the town. So, I was near that stuff and experienced the same kind of, like, warnings and things. And, like, we did, like, in school, we did a lot of tornado drills and had actual, like, tornado warnings and stuff. And I watched Twister when I was, like, six. So, it was, like, I was very scared and it was... I was like, I'm so mad at my parents for letting me watch that. But
rest in peace, Bill Paxton. One of my favorites.
Yeah.
You know, actually, now that I recall, I think there was a tornado that touched down in Rossmore or Los Alamitos in like 2002 or something like that. I think it took the roof off of a building.
Wow. Yeah.
It was probably more of like a really strong wind and really bad construction, but we'll call it a tornado.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, so that's what we went through, and then sometimes it like snows and stuff like that, and it's just like very extreme seasons, like super cold in the winter, super hot in the summer, fall, leaves changing, like all that stuff going on. So it's interesting. It keeps us on our toes.
And this is all because all of you people used hairspray. Global warming. I'm being sarcastic, if you couldn't tell. Wait, is that the thing that we could all agree on?
Yeah,
is
that California needs to
step up the
weather prediction game, maybe add to the budget. Like, don't skimp on the budget for the weather stuff just because you were used to having sunny 80 degree weather. Like, we still need to know if it's like actually a hurricane or not.
Yeah, I agree with that. The weatherman and actually, and this is the one thing I have against iPhone. I'm an iPhone user, totally. But my wife has a Samsung. My weather is always wrong, and hers is always correct. Mm. So I don't know what it is with Apple versus Samsung, but their weather app works way better than ours does.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's all our show for today.
If we have a Metallica song, we'll play it. I don't know if we do. If we don't, we'll play something harder.
Thank you for joining us on The Loop.
Yeah, thank you. And you know what? We'll be back next Friday. It's the first next Friday, right?
Yes.
I don't think we have anything.
September 1st. We'll be back.
Is it already September 1st? Next Friday?
Next Friday.
We are 3/4 done with this year.
We are.
Gosh, that goes by fast. I'm 42. It goes by a lot faster when you're in your 40s.
It does.
My 30s, I'm like, ooh, time's flying. In 40s, it's like, wait, how old am I now? I still think I'm 31, just so we're all clear on the radio.
We're all clear.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's play some songs.
to feel overused. I saw this band, I think you dig, but the record got bad reviews. But then the singer looked into my eyes, all the way across the room, and he said, damn!